Shout aloud, hallelujah. Right there where you are, sing this song loud and clear.
Power must change us in my life. No matter what the devil may say. Hallelujah.
Power must change us in my life.
Hallelujah.
No matter what the devil may say.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Right there where you are, if you know you hold the key, you hold the key to the greatest breakthrough here today in your heart, sing this song like David sang and do like David did within the next few minutes. Sing it with a loud voice. Sing with joy in your heart.
Who has the final say?
Jehovah has the final say.
Shout it loud. Who has the final say?
Jehovah has the final say.
Jehovah turns my life.
Jehovah turns my life around. Jehovah turns my life around. He makes a way where there is no way. Jehovah has the final say.
I said, who has the final say?
Jehovah has the final say. Jehovah turns my life around. Jehovah turns my life around.
Hallelujah.
He makes a way where there is no way. Jehovah has the final say.
Qui a le dernier mot?
Jehovah. Jehovah, the Danemore.
Jehovah, change my life again.
Jehovah, change my life again. It's not so bad, and I need no power. Jehovah, the Danemore.
Who has the final say?
Jehovah has the final say.
Jehovah
turns my life around. Jehovah turns my life around.
Hallelujah.
He makes a way where there is no way. Jehovah has the final say.
I am moving forward.
I am moving forward.
I am moving forward.
I am
your work. Father, perfect your work. You have been in your work in my life. Father, perfect your work. You have been in your work.
You have been in your work.
Hallelujah.
Father, perfect your work.
Hallelujah.
You have been in your work in my life. Father, perfect your work.
You have been in your work.
You have been in your work.
Hallelujah.
Father, perfect your work.
Hallelujah.
You have been in your work in my life. Father, perfect your work.
Closed. Something is about to happen that will change the life of so many forever. Something is about to happen that will announce the name of somebody here for greatness. Let that be silence. Father, I thank you. For you are the King of Kings, you are the Lord of Lords. Your power is the greatest power, and you have never failed your people. Father, I thank you. Because you are the great physician, you heal physical, spiritual, and emotional diseases. I give you all the glory in the name of Jesus. Let there be silence. Father, I'm praying right now that anyone in this gathering that has received the arrow of stroke, I send the arrow back to the senders in the name of Jesus. Anyone with the arrow of cancer, I send the arrow back to the senders in the name of Jesus. Anyone with the arrow of migraine, I send the arrows back to the senders in the name of Jesus. Anyone with the arrow of cataract in the eyes, I send the arrow back to the senders in the name of Jesus. Anyone here with breathing difficulties, anyone connected to this program with breathing difficulties, with goiters and arthritis, receive your healing now in the name of Jesus. Silence. I'm going to count seven from here. And in a mysterious way, the power of the great physician move in the midst. Some may not be able to stand. Some may find that they are shaking. It's because the power of the great physician is coming upon you. And when I count that seven, there are people here who are always being pushed to the back, pushed to the back. They are meant for the front, but they push them to the back. The hand of the great physician will come upon you. There are people here, every money they intend to make, the enemy contests with them. Today is the expiry of that contest. Because as I count seven, the hand of the great physician shall be upon you. And that yoke shall be broken. There are people here, the enemy has manipulated you, manipulated your brain, manipulated the brain of your children. At the count of seven, the hand of the great physician will come upon you. There are people here in the midst, your benefit is inside the waters, controlled by marine powers. But at the count of this particular seven, yoke holding you down to the waters shall be broken completely. A mighty angel has just entered into the mist. Something is about to happen. 1, 2,
four, five, six, seven.
This is happening. They've been hiding in your life for years. They can't hide anymore.
Yes, the power sitting on your career is being unseated. The power sitting on your marriage is being unseated. That's the power of God coming upon you.
Every arrow of insanity, lose your hold. Every arrow of insanity, lose your hold. Every arrow of epilepsy, lose your hold.
That's the power of God coming upon you.
Thank you, Jesus. You will now pray this prayer before we sit down for a few minutes. Pray this prayer very well. Don't say, I think I've prayed this kind of prayer before. But don't say, I don't think this kind of thing can happen to me. Say, every hand of witch doctor working against me wither. Can I hear the sister shouting it? Is that the loudest the sister can shout it? Brother, can I hear you roaring like thunder? Everybody together. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and decree it. Thank you, Jesus. Command it to wither. In Jesus' name we pray. Silence. Silence. Perfect silence. Please don't say anything. You that person over there that the witchcraft power of your grandmother has swallowed. Right there where you are. Be vomited. Be vomited. Your flesh, your bones that they have eaten, your blood that they drank. Let them vomit them. Vomit them. Vomit them. Must vomit them. Must vomit them.
There's a power of God coming upon you.
Thank you, Jesus. Father, open our understanding once again. Lay your hands upon your children here. In Jesus' name we pray. If this month is your birthday, remain standing. Father, I thank you for this, your children. Who are celebrating their birthday this month. Father, lay your hands upon their lives in the name of Jesus. The hand of God shall arise and fight all your battles in the name of Jesus. And by this time next year, you'll be a bigger bundle of testimonies. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. May obviously God bless you. Please listen to me carefully for a few minutes. This service is about to come to an end. But listen carefully to the few words I'm going to speak from here. Beginning from next Palm of Changeance, a program is going to start here at Palm of Changeance called Deep Deliverance. Deep Deliverance. It is important when you are coming for that program to come fasting. For those of you who are not used to fasting to Palm of Changeance, you are just cheating yourself. You come fasting. Then come with your own personal bottle of anointing oil. This is not anointing service. This is deep deliverance service. And we're going to be taking issues one at a time. The issue we're to address in March is what I want to give a small explanation so that you can come prepared. Especially if you know that has been a problem for you. This is why I said, listen carefully to me. For the next few minutes, let me explain to you what we call the dragon at the edge of breakthrough. The dragon at the edge of breakthroughs. The dragon at the edge of breakthroughs. The Lord said, there are so many thousands and thousands of people who are close to breakthrough, have been close to breakthrough, who breakthrough moved close to, but they never got in. There is a dragon that keeps pulling them away, that breakthrough. And the Lord said, plenty of my people are rejoicing on the minimum when I have maximum for them. Many are rejoicing on the crumbs when they should actually go into the full meal. In 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 9. There are people, and I pray that you become one of them, that the Lord said through these deep deliverance programs, they will rewrite their family history. If you are that person, let me hear you shout a loud amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 9. If you are there, say yes. Are you there? It says, for a great door and effectual is open unto me. But there is a problem. And there are many what? Adversaries. The door is open. The door is there. But by the mouth of that door, there is a congregation of adversaries saying, no, you not get inside. No, you not get inside. So right there where you are, with boiling anger, raise up your right hand to the heavens and roar this loud and clear, louder than anyone around you, before the angels I'm seeing depart from here. Say no to my breakthroughs. You are a joker. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and decrease. Jesus' name we pray. Ecclesiastes chapter 6, 1 to 2. Ecclesiastes chapter 6, 1 to 2. This is part of what we're talking about here. Ecclesiastes chapter 6 to 2. There is an evil which I've seen under the sun, and it is common among men. It is common among men. A man to God had given riches, wealth, and honor, so that he wanted nothing for his soul of all that he desired. Yet God giveth him not power to eat thereof. He did not collect the power so he can eat thereof from God. But a stranger eateth it. This is vanity. And it's an evil disease. For somebody to see what to be possessed and is not possessed, the Bible says it's an evil disease. It's common among men. This is the first thing we want to address in the Deep Deliverance series. This passage you've read is loaded with meanings. Number one, it's telling us there is no true expansion that will not involve taking risks. Number two, he's telling us that unto every new level of achievement, there is always a new devil. Unto every new level of achievement, there is a new devil. If you want to move where you are now, and you want to be catapulted to the next level, there is a new devil in that level. Every true door has satanic soldiers hanging around it, trying to prevent people from getting inside. Meaning that when God opens a door, there are usually many adversaries by that door that needs to be defeated. Meaning that there are wicked strangers contending with our inheritance at our door of breakthroughs. Meaning that at the edge of breakthrough lies a vast array of contending forces. The presence of these adversaries does not mean that God has not opened the door. In fact, the presence of the adversary sometimes is a sign that God has opened the door unto you. Turning back from such obstructed open doors will be a first-class destiny tragedy. This is a very serious matter. A boy applied for a job in a particular company. The person who is to approve his employment was their family friend. He visited the house every other day. So it was supposed to be a walkover. The interview started. Just 1 minute for the boy to be called in for an interview, which was supposed to be a walkover. The only person he knew in the panel developed stomach upset. So he ran to the toilet. It was them he came in. He came in unprepared because to him it was a walkover. And so when he sat down, he looked around, couldn't see the man he knew. He was destabilized. They began to ask him questions. What is this? What is that? He got so confused that at a stage, the man said, "What is your name?" He had forgotten. Then they said, "We don't want somebody like this in this company." So all the panel members called him Zero. And he went out. Immediately he went out. The man he knew came back inside. That is failure at the edge of breakthrough. You see, this failure at the edge of success, at the edge of miracles, the Bible calls it a common problem. It is a very serious problem indeed. Why? Because almost there is not there. A man or woman who is almost saved will still go to hellfire. A landlord who almost bolted his door at night but forgot it, the thief will still come inside. A prisoner condemned to death but who was almost pardoned will still be hanged. A man who was almost saved from drowning in the river but was not saved will still die. A ship almost saved from sinking will still sink. A fire that was almost extinguished but still will still destroy the house. Almost there is not there. Adversaries are at the edge of breakthrough and they are blocking people at the edge of that breakthrough. The Bible says it's a common disease. This is why people who know about deliverance prayer, they have given this disease various names. They call it blockage at the edge of breakthrough. They call it almost dear anointing. They call it near success syndrome. They call it failure at the edge of success. They call it problems on the eve of your miracles. They call it problems on the night preceding your money of joy. They call it seeing but not obtaining. They call it that your labor is going to fail. They call it emptiness. These are terrible and destructive spirits. Horrible, destructive spirits. A man died on the street in London on the day that they appointed him as the ambassador of his country. A power had finished him off. I'm praying for somebody here today. All these battles that you always face, whenever a breakthrough is coming your way, I paralyze them in the name of Jesus. Let your amen roar like thunder. Indications that the battle at the edge of breakthrough is on is you that you have been living a holy life. All of a sudden, an unusual sexual urge comes upon you. Know that your breakthrough is close. The dragon at the mouth wants to push you into something that you won't get it. Sexual dreams masquerades in the dream. Going back to your junior school, wandering aimlessly around, seeing dead relatives in the dream, swimming in the dream when you're not a swimmer physically, counting coins, traveling, not arriving at destination, all those funny dreams, animals pursuing you, being pressed down, carrying feces or being smeared by excreta, snails or tortoise, worry, unclean thoughts, lukewarmness, hearing strange voices, all these are indications you are approaching a breakthrough and the enemy has started. I remember the story of that brother. Anytime he was close to a breakthrough, that particular night, he will have a dream that somebody gave him palm wine to drink. Once he drank that palm wine, anything he touches the next day will fail. He started praying in his church, a church where they do not believe in deliverance. He started praying in his church. Then he thought it was a joke until a day to his wedding. The night of his wedding again, they brought the palm wine. He knew that there was trouble. That day, the bride got to church 9 a.m. waiting for the bridegroom. Bridegroom coming on the way, the vehicle had an accident. Fortunately, he did not die. He jumped out of the vehicle, took a motorbike to make the service. The best man was another motorbike. Again, a vehicle pushed his own motorbike into the gutter. Was smelling and stinking, and the clothes were dirty. So they ran into a neighborhood house. The bridegroom gave him his own dress, so at least he can wear something. They started going again. Only for when they were close to church, they had the engine of the vehicle knocked. So he had to come down and started running. Eventually got to church at 1 in the afternoon. The bride had cried and cried and cried. I'm praying for somebody here. Every ancestral power, every domestic power, every envious witchcraft that is surrounding your door of breakthrough, I command them to die in the name of Jesus. Let your amen roar like thunder. Amen. Joseph brought his two children to his father, Jacob. He placed the elder one by the right hand side, placed the junior by the left. The old man cannot see, but guided by the Spirit of God, to take the right hand to the head of the junior and the left hand to the other head of the senior. Joseph said, "Not so, my father. Not so, my father. This is the one. This is the elder. This is the senior. I'm praying for somebody here today. Those powers that are saying not so. Not so. For your breakthrough to manifest. For your destiny to manifest. I bury them now in the name of Jesus. Rise to your feet now. Rise to your feet now. We have 10 prayers to pray. But next power must change hands. This is the dragon we are going to deal with first. Come with your anointing oil. Because if God opens your eyes, what is slowing down some people is a spiritual luggage on their head. What is slowing down some people is a spiritual chain on their hands. What is slowing down some people is a band on their legs. What is slowing down some people is a rope on their waist. Just they are pulling them back. Pulling them back. By the time all these shackles are broken, your story will change to glory in the name of Jesus. All eyes closed. But you see, if you are here today and you are not born again, you have not surrendered your life to Jesus, this 10 prayers will be of no use to you. If you are like that, please just run quickly to the altar here. We don't have time. We want to go and pray. Run quickly to the altar, surrender your life to Jesus so that you can be part of the blessing of these prayers. Find a way to the altar very quickly. Jesus is waiting for you. Thank you, Jesus.
All to Jesus I surrender.
Congratulate you. You've taken the most important decision in life. Just bow down your heads where you are and see what I'm going to say after that. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you now. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to pray with you now. Father, I thank you for your children here. I pray, oh Lord, that you will lay your hands upon them and anoint them by your power. Do great and marvelous wonders in their lives. Today that they have surrendered their lives to Jesus, let their lives no longer remain the same. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Right there where you are, the counselors will talk to you. The rest of us, begin to tell the Lord that anything in my life that will not allow that dragon at the edge of my breakthrough to die, Father, forgive me now. Talk to the Lord now.
Who is on the Lord's side? Who will serve the King? Who will be his helpers? All the lives to bring, who will lead the wild side? Who will face the foe? Who is on the Lord's side? Who for him will go? By call of mercy, by thy grace divine, we are on the Lord's side. Savior, we are thine. Thy kingdom come, O God, thy rule, O Christ, begin. Break with thine iron rod the tyrannies of sin. Revive thy wrath, O God, thy mighty arm make bare. Speak with a voice that wakes the dead, and make thy people hear. Men's come thy sacred name, and wolves devour thy fold. Thy many deeds of shame will learn that love grows cold. Revive thy work, O Lord, create soul thirst for thee, and hungering for the bread. rejoice on thy sacred name, and wolves devour thy fold. Thy many deeds of shame, we learn that love grows cold. Revive thy work, O Lord. Create soul first for thee, and hungering for the bread of life. O may our spirit fierce may be the conflict, strong may be the fall, but the kings on army none can overthrow. Round his standard ranging, victory is secure, for his truth unchanging makes the triumph sure. Joyfully enlisted by thy grace divine, we are on the lead side. Save me,
let's rise to our feet, please, and bring out your prayer request and stretch it towards this altar, and let your amen roar like thunder as I pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we spread this letter before you after the order of Hezekiah. Answer them by fire in the name of Jesus. Lay your hands upon these prayer letters. Let every point we have written there become testimonies. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. You are going to sing this song before we start the prayers.
Jesus is a winner man. Jesus is a winner man. Jesus is a winner man. A winner man all the time. Winner man,
Jesus is a winner man. Jesus is a winner man.
Winner man,
Jesus is a winner man. A winner man all the time.
Winner man,
winner man, winner man, winner man.
Winner man,
winner man, winner man, winner man.
Winner man,
winner man, winner man, winner man. A winner man all the time.
I am on the winning side.
I am on the winning side. I am on the winning side. I am on the winning side. The winning side all the time.
Winning side,
winning side, winning side, winning side,
winning side,
winning side, winning side, winning side, winning side, winning side. The winning side all the time.
Jesus is a winner man.
Jesus is a winner man. Jesus is a winner man. Jesus is a winner man. A winner man all the time.
I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new man.
Old things have passed away. I am born again. More than a conqueror. That's who I am. I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new man.
I'm a brand new man.
I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new man.
I'm a brand new man.
Old things have passed away. I am born again. More than a conqueror. That's who I am. I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new man.
By the reason of my anointing, every yoke must be broken.
By the reason of my anointing, every yoke must be broken.
Every Jesus, praise the yoke. By the Holy Ghost and prophet, just as the prophet said,
this is the day of the Lord's array. God is moving his power again. By the anointing, Jesus, praise the yoke.
Not by power.
It's not by power.
It's not by might.
It's not by might. By my spirit, says the Lord.
It's not by
power. It's not by
mind.
It's not by mind. By my spirit says the Lord.
This mountain
has been removed. This mountain has been removed in Jesus' name. This mountain has been removed by my spirit.
Jesus,
all the world.
Jesus, all the world.
Jesus, all the world.
Jesus, all the world.
Jesus, all the world.
Jesus, all the world.
Jesus, all the world.
Jesus, all the world.
Jesus, all the world.
Jesus, all the world.
Jesus, all the world.
Jesus, all the world.
Jesus, all the world.
Jesus, all the world.
Jesus, all the world.
Jesus, all the world.
Jesus, all the world.
Now, each of these prayers has testimonies attached to them, and you have just few seconds to pray them. If you lose your voice praying them and you get the testimony, you have made a good bargain. Can you shout this louder? Glory killers of my father's in the name of Jesus.
Open your mouth and pray like that. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Evil powers in my place of birth assigned against me. Can I hear you say that again? Deal with that evil power. Yes, from my place of birth. In Jesus' name we pray. We are going to pray this particular prayer 3 times. Any power that accepted witchcraft for my sake, can you shout this with anger? There is a woman who needs to shout this louder than that. You are a liar! In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Number 2, open your mouth and pray the same prayer. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Number 3, shout is loud. Mashikasetia. In Jesus' name we pray. Please pray this next 3 prayers so well that the enemy will regret that you came here. Say, I kill every inherited sickness in my life by the power of the blood of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to kill them. I kill every inherited sickness in my body by the power in the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Something is happening here. Every power that pursued my parents and is now pursuing me, you are a liar. In the name of Jesus. It pursued my parents, is now pursuing me. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, powers digging graves for me. Enter your grave in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Any rope tying down my destiny, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Command the rope to catch fire. If it's tying down your destiny, a certain decay abo center. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, the mistakes of my parents will not become my tragedy. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and decree. In Jesus' name we pray. Now with a voice that runs like thunder. Say, oh God, arise. Can you shout that louder than that? Intervene in the affairs of Nigeria. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and ask for divine intervention. Divine intervention. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Stretch your two hands forward now. I decree upon those hands that all the success padlocking powers will release the key to your breakthrough by force. In the name of Jesus, every wilderness detention that has kept anyone stagnant, be disgraced in the name of Jesus. Every pit diverting your benefits, I bury that pit now in the name of Jesus. Right there with your hands stretched forth, receive a present from the Lord. Receive it, 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 in the name of Jesus. There are 207 persons in this program who, by the next power must change us. Your story will have changed to glory. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord blesses you from Zion and make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Your going and your coming out shall be blessings. Everywhere you go, the glory of God shall shine upon your life. You will go from strength to strength and from glory to glory. You will be greater than all the unbelievers around you. You will tower above your colleagues. The anointing of the overcomer shall be upon you. I cover you with the blood of Jesus. The sun shall not smite you by day. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let us share the grace in fellowship.